It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. The new school year is almost here. Can you believe it? Over the next 2 weeks, we're going to be speaking with the superintendents of the two largest high school districts in Tuolumne County. This week, Superintendent Michael Merrill of Somerville is joining us in studio, and next week it will be Ed Pelfrey of Sonora High School. Superintendent Merrill, it's great to have you back on Motherlode Views.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So for anybody who's unfamiliar with you, how long have you been in the role of superintendent?
This is my eighth year coming up as superintendent at Somerville.
Time flies. So what did you do prior to becoming superintendent?
I spent 25 years in Calaveras Unified, everything from teacher to and coach to assistant principal, principal, assistant superintendent, and then moved over to Somerville.
How would you describe the role of being a superintendent? What are the things that you all oversee?
I think it's just kind of the overall of the entire district. It's a pleasure to be able to see daily all the work that goes into everything our staff does to watch for our students and make sure they have all their needs met. It's kind of orchestrating a large-scale business, but always remembering that everything we do is for students.
So the first day of school is almost here. When is it going to be for Somerville?
Ours is Tuesday the 19th.
So is everybody ready for the students to arrive?
We are getting there. Tomorrow is our orientation, so we'll have our big barbecue for our freshmen and new students at noon. Starting at 8:30, we'll have the classes start through and getting their schedules, their Chromebooks, pictures taken, buying yearbooks, all those fun things that start the new year.
So anything new or exciting this school year that stands out at Somerville?
A huge one for us is we've added a ceramics lab, and very excited about that as a part of our Connections Academy, another of the arts. And so our teacher, Stephen Hall, that's his forte, and we've been fortunate enough to hire him. And he's been with us the last couple of years in our art program, but now being able to add the ceramics with a full ceramics lab, six wheels, two kilns, the big industrial sink, and then all the equipment that goes along with it, not to mention the clay, is going to be fun for our students.
Yeah, you mentioned the Connections program for students and parents who have gone through it. They know exactly what it is, but some people in the community may not exactly quite know what it is. So can you explain Connections Academy and how its role connected to Somerville High School?
Absolutely. Connections is a dependent charter school, a part of Somerville Union High School District. So it's actually on the main campus with our Somerville High students. So students that are walking around on campus, you would never know if they're a Somerville High student or a Connections student. Their classes can be mixed. The difference is that Somerville students have their graduation requirements, and then our Connections have additional requirements. They must take two art classes each year in addition to all of their academic classes. Lots of great things happening with Connections as we speak. So,
question I hear a lot, too, is do students have to live in the Somerville district to go to Connections?
They do not have to live. They just need to be in an adjacent county, even, to Tuolumne in order to be able to attend our Connections Academy at Somerville.
And is there still a middle school program with Connections?
There is. Our 7th and 8th grade program, we're struggling with enrollment, so obviously there are still spaces available. So anybody who's interested in having their 7th or 8th grader join our Connections Academy at Somerville, they just need to give us a call. We'll do a tour, talk about the program. It's really a neat opportunity for students to experience some high school opportunities as well as meet with their cohort of 7th and 8th grade students as a part of Connections.
You know, how would you describe kind of Somerville District's goals and strategies when it comes to student academic performance and making sure each student makes the most of their high school experience?
Well, academics is first. We do a lot with academics, athletics, and arts. But academics always is the main focus, and I'm proud to say that we've seen some great increases in this last testing period for our math scores. We put a lot of emphasis on making sure that our math scores can go up. Saw increases as well as in our English, so those are things that we kind of celebrate when those happen. But I think the most important thing is students need to get involved from the very beginning. High school is a great opportunity to learn a lot of different things. We have clubs, we have sports, we have all different kinds of courses, of complete pathways in our career technical education program. So lots of opportunity to get involved, and we just ask that students take that leap of faith, learn about what things are available to them, and really enjoy them.
What are the types of career technical education programs that Somerville has?
We have a medical science program. We have an auto and manufacturing program, ag program. We have computer science. And then we have things in our Connections Academy as well. Some of our teachers are CTE certified, so our dance program, our theater program. So all of those have pathways involved that students can earn certifications and be prepared for that next step for themselves.
Have you noticed many trends when it comes to the students typically go to secondary colleges, or do they go straight into the workforce after they leave Somerville?
We have a lot of our students that are going directly into colleges. A lot go directly to Columbia College. That Promise Scholarship is a huge one for our community. Our students are very fortunate for that. And we do a lot of work with Columbia College with the K-16 grants. Kind of helping us to facilitate our career and college center, making sure that we have dual enrollment opportunities for students. We had a third of our students last year had dual enrollment credits to be gathered as well as high school credits. So we always look to see, can we have students graduate with an AA along with their high school diploma? That's one of our goals, is to continue to implement more and more of that opportunity for students.
Students are going that college route, that dual enrollment, that probably really helps them get to that next level.
It does. And, again, looking at even trade and technical schools, very important for our students. So looking at more of those opportunities, one of the focuses I want to look at is that community classroom opportunity, getting students out into work with or apprentice alongside of some of the businesses that are in our community. Anything that we can do to show students what's available out there and to keep them home and let them know there are still things that are needed here and things that they're going to be available to them.
How does that dual enrollment work? Do they have to apply to take those classes via Columbia?
They do. They have an application process, and we work very closely through our Career and College Center with the Columbia College folks to make sure that those applications are completed. And then we have some classes that are taken on the high school campus, taught by our teachers. Other classes still taken on the high school campus, taught by Columbia teachers. And then also students going over to Columbia College for classes. And some of our students took ASL online last year through Modesto Junior College. The ASL program was full at Columbia College. So that's hopefully something that can become more available to students, but lots of opportunities for them to get dual enrollment credit.
Yeah, I hear a lot of buzz in the community about the dual enrollment programs. Is that something that you've seen kind of grow over the years, or has it remained kind of the same?
No, ours has definitely grown. We have really pushed this diligently, and Columbia has been a great partner for us to work with.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Somerville High School Superintendent Michael Merrill on this weekend's Motherlode Views. It is back to school time in the Motherlode. Over the next 2 weeks, we're going to be talking with the superintendents today, with Michael Merrill of Somerville High School. And then next week, it's going to be Ed Pelfrey with Sonora High School. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking this weekend with Somerville High School Superintendent Michael Merrill. The new school year is just around the corner. Over the next 2 weeks, we're looking at local high schools and some of the new programs and initiatives this year. Superintendent Merrill, next thing I want to ask you about is teachers. We hear a lot at the state level, the national level, about teacher shortages. How is it at Somerville High School right now, and what are things that you're doing to kind of keep teachers happy and here locally?
Well, I feel very fortunate at Somerville that all of our teaching positions are filled at this time. We have a great slate of teachers. They work very hard. And that is one of our board goals, is what do we do to attract and retain the very best possible staff that we can. And we work hard to make sure that we provide that support so that teachers do feel like, number one, they're valued and that they do great work for our students.
Any notable changes this year when it comes to either administration or teachers or staff level?
We have all of our administrative staff in place that we had last year, but we do have some new staff that I will report out. We have a new ag science teacher joining us, Saira Barajas, and then an art teacher, Lauren LaBruche, a teacher at Cold Springs and Mountain High, two of our necessary small schools, Danielle Roberson. And then we have some other changes in our business department. Lisa Cathcart-Randall is joining us. And then Jamie Dahl, who was our Career and College Center counselor, is also joining us in our business department. So taking the Career and College Counselor position is Kelly McDonald. And then one of our custodians has been promoted to a maintenance worker, Chris Sullivan. Our transportation specialist last year is now a transportation manager. That's Angela Howard. And then we hired a new maintenance and operations manager, Anthony Ramirez. So all of those people bring experience with them and passion for kids, which is everything that we look for.
Sounds great. You know, beyond academics, how does the district kind of work to support students' mental health and social well-being?
One of the things we did 2 years ago is we started a wellness center on our campus, and currently we have Eric Knapp is our wellness center counselor, and he does an amazing job of serving not only the students right there on the main campus, but he also makes the effort to get up to our necessary small and alternative ed campus, so students are heard. One of the most important things that I put out there for our students is that I will fail at mind reading every single time if given the opportunity. Mm-hmm. We need to hear from you if there's something that you need. And then we put the resources there to make sure that students' needs are met.
You know, for incoming freshmen, and I'll admit that I have one of them coming to Somerville this year, you know, what advice do you have to kind of make sure that they get the most out of their high school experience?
Get involved right away. Find out what's available that really interests you. Somerville is a very, very diverse campus. Everything from academics, arts, athletics. There's lots to get involved in. We'll have a club day early on in the school year so students can see what clubs are available. The Associated Student Body is a very large group of students that works to put together dances and theme days. And I know they just were working on the senior class, was working on painting the rock in front of the school. So they've done that. The theme this year is Moana, We Know the Way. And so they have that rock done, and that will be the theme as on the yearbook as well. But getting involved, finding friends that are there and seeing what they're interested in and asking questions, most importantly.
How about for our parents or grandparents or just community members who have time to volunteer? What's kind of the best way to help Somerville High School for older community members?
We're always looking for people to come and be a part of either our school site council, our athletic boosters, the Somerville High Foundation, quarterback club. We have lots of different groups. Our FFA group also does a lot in the community. And Associated Student Bodies, I mentioned before, they're always looking for people that can help with barbecues or fundraisers or just helping to support kids. Lots of opportunity. We ask that people do get involved, and if they have time, give us a call. Well, we can find a gap to fit that match or a match to fit that gap, whichever that one might be.
What have you noticed when it comes to kind of enrollment trends over the years? Have they remained the same or have they fluctuated?
We actually are seeing a bit of an increase. We look to be on the books right now. We are at 696 students total in the district. We're looking at Somerville is about 100. I'm sorry, the Connections program total, 7th, 8th grade all around, is about 119 of those students. And so on our main campus, we're looking at about 650 students to start the school year. So that's a little bit up from last year. So we are not declining, knock on wood, I hate to even say it, but we are not in declining enrollment like many are.
You know, one thing that you have to focus on as superintendent as well as the school board is the budget each year. You know, how would you kind of describe the financial situation of Somerville and how things are looking?
I would say the state of Somerville Union High School District is very strong. We are very conservative. Our board is an extremely conservative group of people dedicated to making sure that everybody has the tools they need to do their job and that they're treated well. But we always have to be prepared for, what happens when the state's budget or the federal budget kind of takes a top turn. We have to be prepared for that. But, you know, we're looking at some very big needs. We're not successful in a bond in 2024. We were trying to replace what we refer to as the 400 wing, early 1980s portable classrooms. And so we're looking for another way to do that, whether that's taking out a certificate of participation or going for another bond in 26. We're doing everything we can. We're doing a facilities study as we speak. So we can see what's the best course for this community to make sure that our students are in the best possible housing for their academic needs.
And the last bond projects, those are all completed now?
The last bond projects, there's one final piece, and that is the discus ring. The discus ring was initially put in the middle of the, well, on the main field area, and that's very dangerous. So we're looking to, you know, reconstruct another discus ring. It's just outside of right field of the baseball diamond. And so that project, although the projects are technically completed, there was still enough that we can actually move the discus ring and make a safety decision much better.
Naive question for me. So what's a discus ring?
So a discus ring during a track program, it's throwing the discus.
Oh, got it.
And
okay.
So it takes a lot of space, and when a disc flies, it doesn't always go the way the athlete wants it to go, so we have to make sure. And right now it's thrown out onto the main field, and that's where a lot of the warm-up is done for all the jumpers and the runners and hurdlers and everything else. So that's a safety issue that we really want to get taken care of.
Speaking of sports, I imagine there's a lot of buzz right now. The football team's returning, fall sports coming back. You know, it was a pretty successful season last year and period for Somerville High School.
Absolutely. Tuolumne County as a whole, we really, I feel like, got to do it right. You know, between Somerville and Sonora both being state champions in football, traveling together to the state capitol to be recognized by Assemblymember Tangipa, and doing the great parade that was done in downtown Sonora celebrating both schools. You can't ask for a finer community than that, the two high schools coming together as one. In celebration of a state title. Of course, I'm looking for another state title. If that's a possibility, that'd be great. I am slightly competitive, but looking, you know, to all of our sports for being successful. We've had a lot of success in the past few years, softball and soccer, both men's and women's soccer. So baseball making it to playoffs. So, again, looking for lots in our sports programs.
Get a chance to take a peek out of the football field? Are they looking pretty good in early practices?
It's early in the year, and there's always that skepticism. As a former football coach, you know, you always look at sometimes things a little more of glass half full instead of half empty, but you're wondering what's it going to be like for this year. And we just want kids that are dedicated to the mission of football. And I think Coach Levrose and his team do a great job of working with our athletes to bring them to that next level.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Somerville Superintendent Michael Merrill on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Mother Lode Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Mother Lode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Over the next 2 weeks, we are talking about local high school issues. This weekend, we're talking with Somerville High School Superintendent Michael Merrill. Next week, we're going to be talking with Sonora High School Superintendent Ed Pelfrey. And Superintendent Merrill, you know, one thing we talked about earlier was dual enrollment and your partnership and relationship with Columbia College. Let's dive a little bit more into that because I know that's a big issue in the community. You know, what can you tell us about that relationship and maybe even just some of the offerings that are going to be available this year?
Yeah, we have worked very closely with Columbia, and it's a K-16 collaborative. So it's an $18 million grant that serves five counties, Tuolumne being one of those. And we've been fortunate enough to reach, you know, agreement on earning grant status to increase our computer science pathway, as well as to build our career and college center, and then looking more to expand our health science pathway that seems very, you know, popular on our campus. But we're also able to offer an art class this coming year, first semester. Our former art teacher, who just accepted a tenured position at Columbia College, is coming back to teach art for a semester as a class. We have our current music teacher, Jeff Johnson, is going to be teaching music classes first and second semester. Lee Suggs, one of our U.S. history teachers, is going to be teaching the dual enrollment U.S. history. And then we have professors from the college coming over to teach both fire science and EMS classes for our students. And then we have one of our teachers teaching a digital media class. And then, again, some guide classes they offer, just one-unit courses about getting ready for college and what to expect. Those can round out some of the offerings for our dual enrollment.
How about school safety? Is there quite a bit of training or measures in place to help ensure the safety of students and staff members at Somerville?
I think the first thing that we do is we all go through online training. There's a battery of online trainings that we're required to do, and so it's quite a few hours of time to get through those, but that's really important. We also obviously have an emergency plan that has to be in front of the board by March 1st of each year to be approved. But that goes through constant revisions throughout the year, and everything from we have upgraded our camera system, our security camera system on the campus, and then we also have cameras in our buses, so that those are things. But we also work together with our local emergency services providers when we do our drills, so they can be there to observe our drill and then to give us feedback on what works well, what should we tinker with to make better. And then to watch students as well during that opportunity so we know how can we better, if we have to evacuate, how can we better do that or where and those kinds of things. Those are important as part of our drills.
You know, one thing, too, that's kind of disrupted kind of society the past couple of years is artificial intelligence, both pros and cons. And I know students use it, and I imagine that's created new questions for school administrators and teachers. You know, what is kind of your thoughts just on the new and evolving technology and artificial intelligence?
Well, it's here to stay. Artificial intelligence it's kind of like the internet. I think we were a little apprehensive at first when that came about. But we've learned to figure out how to use it. It is a tool. And I think we need to, more than anything, educate students about the appropriate use, much like we did with the internet. If we do a Google search of something or a Wikipedia search, just because it's the first thing that comes up doesn't mean that it's actually a valid source. So our AI is much the same. It may be helpful to use. I've used it before on writing a speech. And then I'll look at it and I'll go, okay, that sounds great, but that's not my voice. And I think as teachers, we need to help our students to understand what's a valuable use of that and what's an appropriate use versus the, you know, quote unquote cheating, you know. And I think that's something we have to be aware of. So it's education. We really need to know more about it, how to use it appropriately, and help students to understand that it can be a very valuable tool. It can be a valuable tool for our staff as well with lesson planning and so forth.
How does the district go about like regulating cell phones too? That's a relatively newer communication that we didn't have decades ago.
So we do have a cell phone policy. The expectation is that cell phones are not out when class is in session. Students are able to use them during passing periods, break or lunch, before or after school. But the expectation is, you know, kind of a polite respect type of thing. If teacher asks you to put it away, Put it away. We shouldn't see or hear it.
Any recent kind of celebrations or accomplishments that would be of note for the district?
I think a huge one for us is we finished our WASC visitation last spring, and kind of under the guidance of Kelly Kearns, one of our English teachers, she was the chair of the WASC committee, and we spent a year and a half preparing for our self-study and then the visit, and we were awarded a six-year accreditation, so that takes us through 2031, which is a great thing for us, huge celebration. It's a lot of work, and that accreditation allows us to have the value that our credits do on transcripts. So you have to be an accredited institution. And that was just a great opportunity to be able to upturn every rock and kind of look at what are the things that we're doing, what are the things we should celebrate, and then also pointing out these are the things we really see we should be working on. And then a visiting team of educators comes from throughout the state, and they will come together for a period of 3 days and look at all of our programs. And their goal is to validate our self-study report. And they gave us a great expectations for our work in the next 6 years to be prepared for meeting student needs.
And what is WASC? Is that just the group that does all the accreditations for the different districts?
Yes, it's the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. So it's not just schools. K-12 schools. It's primarily high schools and colleges, but elementary and middle schools can also be accredited if they wish to do that.
How about school board meetings? If people want to come to those meetings, learn more about the ins and outs of the school district, when do those take place?
Our school board meetings are the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month. And so we always encourage people to come out and see what's going on. One of the things we do showcases about programs on our campus, recognitions of students and staff members, as well as community members. I'm very excited this next board meeting we have, which is tomorrow night, we're going to have a recognition of our parents that were helpful for our grad night. The sober grad night that we do at the end of each school year. They put so much heart and soul into that, and we get to recognize them.
What happens at those sober grad nights?
There are lots of events for kids, and they have raffles for prizes. So kids are walking out with a mini fridge or a microwave oven in preparation for college. So
all kinds of things will come in handy.
Yes, and great food. Lots of good people. Our Rotary and Sir Optimus, they're fabulous to come out and always support us for helping our kids.
We've got just a couple minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Anything I didn't ask you about or any other things that are worth noting as we head into this new school year and the next week?
I think I just want to thank our board. I think our school board does a tremendous job, not only on the finances and the policy of things, but on being present for students and really understanding. So we're currently led by President Randy Richter, and our board clerk is Chantel Fowler. And then we have Dave Atkins, Kurt Byers, and Dennis Spizak also on our board. We are very fortunate to have a student board member as well. Isis Shavers is an upcoming senior this year, so she's part of the group that will be graduating and moving on. But she's involved in so many different things on campus, so that allows her to have a really good perspective and share at the board level those kinds of things that the board should know.
On that first day of school, any final tips for parents or students that are going to be dropping off that day?
If you can have your student ride the bus, that's always the best way. But knowing where the entrance and exit, we have a top entrance and a bottom entrance. The middle opening is just an exit only, so we want to be cautious of that. And then, again, riding the school bus is probably the safest and most efficient way, certainly the most expedient way for getting students on and off the campus. And we have a great transportation department that works hard to get kids there.
Superintendent Merrill, we thank you for your time and best of luck with the new school year.
Thank you so much, and go Bears!
I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Reminder, next week we're going to be focusing on Sonora Union High School District. We'll have the superintendent of the Wildcats, Ed Pelfrey, joining us in studio. See you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.